Hey there, Christy Turner here. Well, today is a Sunday afternoon in the springtime, and I'm in the middle of my garden thinking, how did all these weeds pop up overnight? So I'm out here working by myself because Callie and Cassie just got their first job today, and they're working. And it's for a neighbor friend of ours that has a huge, huge garden. And they sell at farmer markets in Athens, Tyler, and Palestine. So they've got a lot of work, and the girls are now going to start working for them on weekends and after school. So they're super excited about that, to have a real job, get paid money, not working for mom and dad, working for somebody else. And they said they're going to use their money to buy stuff for their horses and to pay for entry fees for rodeos and barrel races. So that's awesome. Let me see if I can find it here. Okay, so my brother Matt Dunsmore sent me this post through an Instagram, and it says, "When adulting really sucks." Friday, you work until 5 and then you're too tired to do anything. Saturday, you want to chill, but you have to run errands and be productive. Sunday, you're mad all day because it's already almost Monday. I thought, if that is the truth, I mean, okay, so let me find where I'm at. Sorry, here we are. So yeah, I love my job. I'm thankful for a job very much, and I love it. But yeah, come Friday, I'm just exhausted and I don't really want to do much. And then, like yesterday, we were up at 7 o'clock in the morning, already busy, already going. And we're trying to get so much done. I feel like I'm almost running throughout the day, trying to wash clothes, trying to clean, trying to do outside stuff. And I mean, we got some stuff done, but I mean, we worked from dusk till dawn, or it's dawn to dusk, whichever way, dawn to dusk. But I mean, just completely exhausted, wore out. And then this morning we've been going nonstop, and now I'm out here in the garden by myself. The guys went to Lowe's to get a pallet of concrete to start working back on our arena, which is awesome because they're building the girls and I a pipe arena, and they're going to make cattle pens and stuff like that too, working pens. So we both win on that, and they're trying to get that done. And so they're getting the concrete while they're doing that. I'm working in our garden, wishing the girls were here with me, but I'm super, super, super proud of them. And they were so excited to start their first job. 13-year-olds wanting to make money. That's what Callie even said before they left. She said, "Mama, I've been praying to get a job so I can help with things." And she said, "I need to make money to pay for my entry fees." And so there was a little answered prayer from for her because, I mean, where are 13-year-olds gonna get a job? So this is within walking distance, and they can walk there. And I imagine they're gonna feel kind of like that quote was about being exhausted when they get home. But when they get home, they're gonna feel know how I feel when I get home every night from work. Because we still have horses that need exercised yet tonight. So before dark, hopefully they'll get home before dark and we can exercise our horses. And sometimes you're super tired, but sometimes it's kind of a stress reliever too, just to get on a horse and chill and just have a good, nice ride. That's what you always hope for, anyways, without some of mine kind of like to buck and act a fool. So that's not good when you're tired. But so I guess we'll be back when the girls get home from their first day of a real job working for somebody else besides mom or dad or grandparents. And I'm excited to see what they've got to say. We'll be back. Okay, well, it's just me again, and I'm still in the garden, and I've been out here, I guess, every bit of 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, maybe even an hour. It kind of feels like 3 hours, but being by myself working in the garden, I usually have one of the girls or both of them with me, sometimes Billy, and doing it myself, it's taking forever. I feel like I've gained, or not gained, I've lost 7 pounds from sweating. It may just be springtime, but this is East Texas, and it is sunny, and it is warm today. I am sopping wet with sweat, and I feel like I'm probably totally sunburnt. But the whole time I'm doing this, I'm thinking about the girls in that big, huge garden that they're working at, and they've got on their jeans, and Callie's even wearing her rubber boots, so I could imagine her feet are sopping wet with sweat. But I just think this is a great opportunity for them, and I'm just, the whole time I'm working, I'm thinking of them, and I'm just excited for them. It's just, I'm not used to them not being here with me, working, doing this kind of stuff, so I'm hoping they will talk with me about it. So I'm a Gemini, and I like to talk, and I like to communicate. Billy, Callie, and Cassie are all Capricorns, and they don't communicate very well. Callie's a little bit better, but Cassie kind of takes after her daddy, and they don't. It's just one word here or there, and so I've kind of feel like I've become kind of a good mind reader. Like I can read minds half the time, and hopefully what I'm reading is correct. But I'm hoping maybe if we get to ride, get some saddle time. That's also a good time for me and the girls to be able to talk when there's nothing else to distract us, and kind of like what I call my dashboard time while we're driving. That's when we usually get most of our talking in and communicating. And I think in this world with iPhones and our smartphones and tablets, and kids put on their earbuds and while you're driving, and everybody's listening to their own thing or watching a movie. And I hate that, because that's the time we actually get to sit down without distractions, and we actually get to talk and sit in one place. So that's my favorite time to talk. And also, like I say, my saddle time when we're all three riding and get to go out, ride together, we get to talk. And I just think this generation is losing that quiet time to where parents can actually talk to their kids and actually hear what's on their mind or what they're going through. Or, I mean, I know they're little and they're young, but they have a lot going on. I remember being 13 and it was hard. So I like when they talk to me, and I'm hoping we get some saddle time, and I'm hoping they talk to me this afternoon that we can share a little with y'all. I don't know if you can hear my chickens. A chicken must have just laid an egg. She's in there cackling. I've got happy chickens. Every time they lay an egg, they want to tell the whole world they just laid an egg and how awesome they are. Which, they are pretty awesome. I love my eggs. But we'll be back. The hen just jumped down. I wanted you to hear her, but she's kind of stopping. I guess I confused her by walking up here. We'll go in there and see if she find her egg. I'm walking in the coop. Hopefully there's no snakes in here. Every time I come in, I look for a snake. Ooh, somebody put some golf balls in here. There's her egg. The golden egg. Ooh, and it's nice and warm. She just laid it. Okay. No snakes. And I've got 3 others sitting in nest boxes. So they're going to lay an egg here pretty soon too. And we'll come back and get it. We'll be back in a little bit. Okay, and we're back. And I've got the 2 Turner twins here who are on their horses. Riding, they've got them exercised. The guys are working on the arena, and I'm helping them, so I didn't get to ride. But the girls have been doing good exercising their horses. And so I told them we need to talk about their first day of work.
Nice. It's so weird when you say that when you're 13.
So start from the beginning. Tell me, girls, what?
Okay, it was a normal day. I was doing my homework. Okay, that's Sunday. Not normal. I usually don't do my homework. But I was sitting down, doing it. Callie came in. We said, we have a job.
Yeah.
First job ever. It was exciting. I didn't know what it was. All I knew is we had a job. It was to help our neighbor plant his garden. And at first he said, he'll pay us by the hour. So I thought, yay, $2 an hour. Deal. Yes.
Yeah. Nope. How much do I pay you?
25 cents. But turns out it was
That's not a joke, by the way. Just
25 cents. No joke. Turns out it was $9. And I thought that was for me and my sister, not separately. Nope. I love this guy.
No, but I didn't feel like it was right. Because we're just kids. Heck.
But you work good, don't you? Sure. It's hard to find good work.
It was hot, though. We had to pick these peas, and you had to separate them from...
What kind of peas?
Is it bad that I feel like I ate more than put in the bucket?
I don't think you should say that. Your wages are going to be cut in half. All
right, what were they called?
Like, a few.
You had to eat them to see, which one were good. Like, let's say there was a yellow one and there was a green one. You wanted to see which one was better, so you knew which ones to pick.
Did you say English peas or sweet peas snap peas?
Snap peas.
Yeah. Yes. Where you ate the peas and the shell. Oh, my goodness, they were so good.
Even I like them, and I usually don't like peas. Or vegetables.
Okay, so...
He has a huge...
So what did you do?
Okay, so we were out there for about 3 hours filling these two buckets. You had to separate them because if they get too big, you can't eat them as snap peas whole. So you have to put the ones that you
overripe or whatever in a different bucket.
In a different bucket, and then you have to put the snap peas in another bucket. And that's what we did all day.
For 3 hours?
You say all day, it was 3 hours.
It felt like all day.
I know. So you got a good start. So they've got a pretty big production, huh?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. They're really, really nice
people.
What
did he say? We got $54 in that 3 hours. And how much did he say he made total with the peas?
I don't know. So, how big was the row?
Oh, goodness. There was about 3 rows, I would say.
They were big rows.
Okay, and didn't you say they've got these planted right now that they started in January, and then done, there's more? Yeah, different kind?
They have peas that go, some die out, more come. And they don't just plant peas, they plant all different kinds
of... So what do they got?
Cantaloupe, watermelon, corn, cucumbers, tons of different types of peas, tomatoes, onions.
They've got it all.
Peaches, zucchini, plums.
Ooh.
And some other stuff I forgot how to pronounce.
Beets.
Awesome. Your granny likes beets.
Baby goats.
Okay, so tell me about the goats.
They're adorable.
Three sets of twins.
Yep.
And two baby bottle calves. Chuck and... What was the other one?
I don't know.
Chuck and...
Baby?
Yeah, it was baby, I think they called him.
No, it wasn't baby. I'm not sure. I'll figure it out. They were really sweet. I just walked up to it. Let me pet it. That made my day.
That was like Annabelle.
Are they growing these calves for meat? Or is it a milk cow?
I'm not sure.
They look like Jersey cows, though.
They look like Jersey?
No, they weren't Jerseys. I don't know. I'll have to ask.
And so with the goats, are they milking them? Or
no, they sell them. They're going to keep all the
They
girls,
use them
sell
like cattle.
The boys, and then when they get 50, they're going to... just continuously sell them.
50 nice. Goats. Oh my gosh. But they have a really nice setup for them, and they used to have this very swampy area, and now the goats have it all cleaned up and making it really nice.
He said if he ever needs to clean up a fence, he just puts up a hot wire and puts the goats in there, and 3 weeks they'll have that whole fence line cleaned up.
I believe that.
Before they even eat coastal grass.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they eat all the trash stuff.
I wonder if he rents goats out.
Oh, wow. Nice, Mom.
So, from a 1 to 10, how do you rate your first job, your first day?
10, I love these people.
Oh,
yeah, they're really cool people.
You guys are so lucky to have this opportunity.
Me too. I'm really, really happy.
Put it in the savings box.
What are you going to do with the money you earn?
Entry fees.
For rodeos and playdays.
Yes. For little Poco here.
Yep, take care of your pony.
Whoa. And if you're wondering, Poco, we did not name her.
No, that's Scat.
him. He's my baby. I didn't mention.
We didn't name Scat.
We didn't name Scat either. If I had to choose his name, it would be Caterpillar. From,
where's he from?
Kansas.
And that means like skit scat, move fast. Well, here it means.
Yeah. Doo doo.
But right now I'm on Lucky. Mohawk Lucky. He has a mohawk.
And who owns Lucky?
Our friend Christy. Hopefully future aunt Christy. Hint, hint, if you're watching, well, not watching, listening, Uncle Blake.
Well, Christy will be a part of our family, I think, forever. We love her. And who are you writing, Callie?
Poco.
Poco, the mayor.
Oh, yeah.
she's been being
Callie,
good.
What is her theme song?
I'm sweet but a psycho.
Sing it.
No, I'm a horrible singer.
Cassie insists that we have theme songs for our horses.
Okay,
we do.
For Scat is me and Keller riding one day, and I looked at Scat, and I started singing.
He's a big baby.
Yeah, he's a big cuddle baby, and I started singing, you know we're bad, we're bad,
oh,
you
goodness.
Know it. It was awesome. Callie looked back at me and started bursting out laughing.
Because
he's
it.
Like swaying to her and it's funny.
Like he was dancing to it. He liked it. He said, that's my song.
So
that's
that
my
became
jam.
His theme song. But I cannot come up with a theme song for Little Lucky here.
Not yet. It'll come. What's my theme song?
All right. Her horse's name is Ice. So it's ice, if ice, anybody baby. Can guess, it's Ice, Ice Baby.
Dun, 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 dun.
No, you're so
and
weird.
Sing Pocos.
Nope.
Do it.
Nope.
Say it.
Nope.
Come on, Cass. You know.
Do not judge my singing skills. Okay, so it's... Oh, she's sweet but a psycho. A little bit psycho. She got a little crazy in her.
I think we all do.
Especially you, mother.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Well, anything you want to add about this awesome first day of first job?
It's not summer yet, and I already felt like I was dying.
I know.
Well, if you just stay hydrated, it isn't that bad.
I know.
Stay hydrated. Sometimes, well, spring. It's not that hot yet, but it feels hot. But when it gets 100...
It was just humid.
It's very humid today.
There was a nice breeze, and the clouds were covering the sun, so it was
good.
Really nice.
Good.
And those peas, oh my goodness, they're so good.
Well, I'm glad you guys are learning some good stuff. And
yes, ma'am.
Getting a job with some good folks, and... what's their company called?
I already forgot.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know.
Organic something.
We'll have to look it up and share it because...
They are amazing.
They're are amazing. People. Yeah.
And they try to keep everything organic.
I love that. I love it. Right here in Crossroads.
Yep.
We will support them.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
For sure. All right. You girls cool those horses down and we'll...
There's a water hose over there.
Alright, we need to go
later
and some
out.
Water. Alright, we need to have a cool intro. Outro. Oh, how do you pronounce it? The thing?
Intro.
No, it's
intro?
Not intro. Outro.
A closing?
Okay, if you guys don't know, I'm blonde, so.
Outro.
The closing! Yes! Closing!
You just scared him.
Okay. So what do you want as the closing? A little bit psycho.
No, no, no.
Okay, I'm leaving now.
Bye.
On, bye, Poco. Callie. Bye, Poco.
Yeah, bye, people.
Okay, what's it called? A closing?
Yes, probably a closing.
We need to come up with a song.
Okay, well, think on that.
All right, I'll tell you guys next time.
Over and out.
Well, it's definitely not that.
I like it. What do you think, Lucky?